about this section. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jen. Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Jen. Nice to meet you.
Jennifer. Okay. Amen. Amen.
She contacted us through the campus.
Wow.
On campus.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome, Jen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else here? How about here? Anyone here? Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome. Yeah. Amen. So we will have our announcement. Today we have several announcements. First one is, praise the Lord, Brother Andrew Hu. His Chinese name is Hu Yuxiang, from P7 small group, was baptized on Friday, and really praise the Lord. And we pray that we still have the burden for the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah, the Lord will continue bless our new brother's Christian life, and also we can continue to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Second is for our corporate ministry pursuit this week, we are entering into the life study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, message 9 and 10. Message 9 and 10.
Amen.
Amen. Third, this coming Tuesday, our district prayer meeting is 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 7th, at district prayer meeting locations.
Amen.
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 And fourth, there are 6 FTTA trainees here for a gospel trip from January 28 to February 11, they already finished their first week of Gospel Week in here. And since you can refer to the backside of the newsletter, there are wonderful summary, a report of how it went. It was really a glorious week. Let me just read some stats. 445 tracts were passed out. 91 Bibles were distributed, and 183 people were contacted.
Amen.
And 7 people were led to pray to receive the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So really, we pray that in this coming week, more people will be saved. More people will be led to come to the Lord. Amen. So do pray, continue to pray. This coming week, this team of 6 trainees will be in New York City, and continue to pray for them and pray for the coordination and pray for the Lord's move. Amen. Number 5, today the food service will be P5 and Bridgewater. Next week will be P7 and Highland Park. And today the cleaning will be P2, P3, and P10. And next Lord's Day will be P5 and Bridgewater. And then last one is 2022, last year's offering receipt is ready on the offering box over there. Saints can go and pick it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. So financial report for January. So last month, we have an income of total $46,667. And our total expenses are $23,420. So we have a surplus of $23,247. Praise the Lord. The expense breakdown are as following. Meal related is $402. Office and kitchen supplies, $668. Anything related to fellowship unto gospel is $7,824. Conference, training, and travel, $5,711. Building, utility, maintenance is $8,810. computer, internet, etc. is $6. Amen. So praise the Lord. May the Lord continue to bless us financially and spiritually this year.
Amen. So we'll continue.
Sorry. Okay. I just want to take about 3 minutes, have a brief fellowship. Last week, we enter into the message number 10, right? Talk about Lord's recovery. And it's from a unique angle, a perspective, talking about to build up Zion, right? So the Lord raised us up. It's not to have another religious group in Christianity. We were brought up, and the Lord have a specific mission and vision and commitment for us, right? So I think all the saints must be very touched regarding this subject. And as brother said, right, if you are a human being, you need to be Christian.
Yes.
If you are Christian, you need to be in a Lord's recovery.
Yes.
And if you are in a Lord's recovery, you need to be overcomers. Amen. Amen. Now, why I say that? Just this week, we received a booklet from the DCP, right? DCP stands for Defend and Confirmation Project, right? And this publication, and I just want to give very brief introduction, is Our Faith, Testimony, and the History, a brief introduction to the local churches and the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Okay, so in a way, when people say, oh, what are you? Right? What is Lord's recovery? Sometimes we know how to answer it, sometimes we don't. Yeah. We don't know how to appropriately express or present what is Lord's recovery. And this booklet comes handy. Very good, very timely, and then just give a very brief. So I just want to say this, let me just read the introduction of this book very, very quickly. We are pleased to offer this booklet to the Christians public as an introduction to the local churches and to the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. The local churches are a worldwide fellowship of lovers of Jesus Christ who seek to give witness to his marvelous salvation and to bear testimony to the oneness of his body. In our faith and practice, we take the word of God, the Bible, as our unique standard. Thus, churches established by the apostles in the New Testament, we affirm the faith once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3. And as this booklet explains, endeavor to cooperate with the Lord to recover the experience of Christ as life, the functioning of every believer in serving the Lord, and the building up of the body of Christ in a testimony of oneness. So I don't want to take too much time. And so in this booklet, we're talking about our faith, talking about our history. And then when we talk about this, you will see what others mention about us. So some theologians, and they have comment regarding our faith, regarding our, for instance, experience Christ as our life, regarding the recovery, the functioning, every believer's function, right, in the church, and also building up on the ground of oneness for the body of Christ. So this is very very unique book, and I think will help us to present to others.
Amen.
Actually, it's good for us to understand who we are, right? So without further ado, I just want to give this. So when you, after the meeting, going to the back, you will see it. And this is in English and then also in Chinese. Okay, so you can have that. But I really encourage all of us, at least for you, for ourselves, to go through that. There's a brief introduction of Brother Win, Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, and then also what they taught us. Okay, so I just want to bring this, and then you can just take as many copies as you want, and then you can put offering to the offering box to cover the cost. Amen.
So I'll continue this morning with morning revival. This week we're on week 11. The title of week 11, Saints, maybe we could all read it together. I think these items are very crucial and important. You could take out your morning revival. Amen. Let's read the title. Apostasy, the high places, and the recovery of the genuine ground of oneness. Amen. So this is the three matters that we'd like to open up this morning. And it's specifically seen from the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, right? There's this matter of apostasy, high places, and as well as the recovery of the genuine ground of oneness. Amen. So Roman number 1 says, the apostasy of Jeroboam can be considered a type of today's Christianity. So that's the first point that we want to cover. From 1 and 2 Kings, we see that there was one, Jeroboam, who carried out this apostasy, right? In Deuteronomy, we see that the Lord had a specific way that he had ordained for his people to serve him and to worship him, right? And repeatedly, he said that the ground that they should meet on to worship him is Jerusalem, right? And that they should go there. And it would be there that they would bring they would worship the Lord, and they would bring their and eat and enjoy the Lord together, right? And they would even bring their sacrifices to Jerusalem. So Jerusalem signifies the genuine ground of oneness. But eventually, the children of Israel, because of the sin of Solomon, the nation was divided into two kingdoms. The kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah being in the south, and Israel being in the north. Jeroboam was the one who was the king of the kingdom of Israel. And instead of going to Jerusalem to worship God and to serve God on the ground of oneness, Jeroboam led the people in apostasy. What does apostasy mean? It means to deviate from God's way, amen. Right? In point A, we see apostasy means to leave the way of God and to take another way to follow things other than God. And it is to do things for the self under the name of Jesus Christ and under the cloak of worshiping God. And so there is a lot, saints, that we can learn from this story. It was something that happened. It was with the children of Israel. It was their history, but it has a lot of implication for us today. In 1 Corinthians 10, the Apostle Paul told us that these things happened as examples to us, right? And they were written for our admonition, for our warning, right? That we would not follow in the way of Jeroboam. We would stay following the Lord in the way that he has ordained. And so we see that the Lord has brought us to his recovery, right? And this is where we need to be, right? We need to be on the genuine ground of oneness, to worship the Lord in the way that he desires. But what we see in today's Christianity is that actually many have left God's original intention and way, right? And we see that many have even followed in the way of Jeroboam, and we'll see what the way of Jeroboam is. And I'll read through these 5 points. Firstly, Jeroboam made 2 calves of idols, put one in Bethel and the other in Dan, in order to distract the people from worshiping God in Jerusalem, amen. Right? And so this is likened to today's Christianity, where we have many different locations where you can go and worship God, but which is, in God's eyes, is division, right? And so there's many worship centers, right? But God, in his ordination, he wants his people to be one, right? He wants them to worship him in the place of his choosing. And this is very clear in the word, that we need to go to the place that the Lord has chosen, right? And then secondly, Jeroboam built a temple at the high places and appointed priests from among the common people who were not of the tribe of Levi. Here we see that even today, there is this clergy lady system, right? It's not that we're speaking against Christianity and the people of God or condemning them, but what we don't agree with is the system that has been set up to worship God. Amen. And then thirdly, Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the month, and this is also what we see today. Right, there's many feasts that have been set, that has been set up. We can say, like Easter, Christmas, all these different feasts. Fourth, Jeroboam offered sacrifices on the altar at Bethel to the calves, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places. And fifth, Jeroboam went up to the altar, although he was not a priest. And so what these two bring out is a matter of high places, that the Lord, which means that it's anything, a high place is anything that is elevated above the name of Christ. And we see this, that even not only in Christianity, but we in ourselves, what does this mean to us, right? We can have many high places, right, where we elevate different things above the Lord. Saints, in this matter, we need to be careful. Because the Lord's instruction was to destroy high places, right? Not to keep them, not to preserve them. And so I'll end off with this. The record of the building of the high places under Solomon and Jeroboam has a spiritual significance, right? And it was written for our spiritual instruction. And so and at the end of this age, right, we need to be the ones who know what God is speaking,
Amen.
Who know the word of God,
Amen.
Right? Through the word of God, we're able to receive the encouragement and to take heed to the instruction.
Amen.
And we would not follow in the way of Jeroboam.
Right.
Spiritually speaking, we must destroy every place other than the church and every name other than the name of Christ.
Amen.
This means that we must destroy our culture, disposition, temperament, habits, natural characteristics, preferences, religious background with its influences.
Amen.
All these things are high places that need to be torn down.
Amen.
So may we go before the Lord under his light.
Amen.
Lord, speak to me.
Yes.
Examine me. Show me if I have any high places within myself. Am I holding on to my religious background? Am I holding on to my culture? Is that being elevated above you, above your name? And may the Lord speak to us,
Amen.
That we would receive the light and really keep and be in the recovery of the
Amen.
Genuine ground of oneness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to spend a few minutes to echo my brother's sharing. Actually, in this week's message, there are three things, but I think that really the burden is on the first two things to expose us, the apostasy and the high places. So, in the Roman numeral 1a, again, I know that our brother read it, but I want to read it again, that apostasy means to leave the way of God and take another way to fellowship things, to follow things other than God. And regarding the high places in Roman numeral 2, point C, it tells us that the high place is an elevation, something lifted above the common level. So in the book of 1 Kings, we see that there are many high places, and there are many kings to follow the practice that is evil in the eyes of God. But there are two persons really stands out. The first one is the King Solomon, who actually built the temple of God. Yet, in the later stage of his life, he built many high places. And the second person is Jeroboam, that he set up another two worship center that deviated God's people from the oneness. And I want to say this because I want to expose that how much God hates these apostasies, how much God hates the high places. So the consequence of for Solomon is that we know that his kingdom got torn apart. So 10 tribes were taken away from King Solomon and formed another kingdom of Israel. And of course, then that leads to that basically set the tone for the coming 2,000 years, or more than 2,000 years of the Israelites. And then, of course, Jeroboam, his consequences are even more severe, that his whole house was killed. And as said in the book, that the whole house of Jeroboam was cut off and completely destroyed from the face of earth. So we see that from the consequence of these two kings, we see that how much God hated apostasy, because it destroyed the oneness of God. Because of this, that God said we must destroy all the high places. So, also, brother also mentioned that in today's Christianity, I think one thing we need to make very clear that is that we are not judging the saints who meet in the Christianity. We are really disagreeing with the system. So it's so funny that I came from China, of course. I don't have the background of the Christianity, and so I don't know I didn't know the Methodist or Lutheran or Brethren or whatever. But it's so funny, in the past 2 years, I'm driving my son to school, and so as I'm driving around the neighborhood, I was amazed how many churches are there in this neighborhood. Almost every few blocks, like saints, every few blocks there is a church. So I never paid attention to these names of the church. So last night, when I was preparing this message, I mean, let me go on Google Map and see what are these churches. Let me read the names to you. So a few blocks down the MLK Elementary School, there was a church called All Saints Lutheran Church. And then another few blocks away, there was a Methodonian Free Will Baptist Church. And what's even shocking is that right next to the street, there's another Baptist church. They're side by side. So, saints. So these are all the high places in today's Christianity, or the so-called Christendom. So I think that the reason they are setting different churches because they are elevating something that is they disagree upon. Maybe the Baptist church, no, we think the baptism is the most important thing. And this Methodist church may think, oh no, the Methodists are the most important things. So because of this disagreement, saints, these are becoming the high places. So that's the situation in today's Christianity. But how about within us? Saints, we also want to ask, are we immune to the high places in today's Lord's recovery?
Right. We are not immune.
Amen. Yes, we're not immune. Many things, anything, as our brother said, anything is elevated above Christ. That can become a high place among us. It could be something really good. Like Brother Ricky in the message said, maybe the pre-reading is so good. Yes, it's so good. But are we elevating that so much that it's beyond, it's above Christ? And what about a call upon the name of the Lord? So all these things, if we elevate it to a place that is above Christ, then that becomes a high place. And that becomes what God hates. And not only that, and also, what about our church life, our family life, our dispositions, our culture, the practice, our personality, anything that could become a high place. And that destroy the oneness which God holds near and dear. So, saints, I hope that I'm going to conclude here, but I think my sharing can help us to see that the apostasies and the high places is really what God hates, because Amen. That destroys the oneness in His church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Okay, get off.
Amen. Saints, this is the second corporate Lord's Day meeting of the total 12 corporate meetings of this year, 2023. As such, the serving ones would like to use this opportunity to clearly and definitively deliver the key burden of the entire church at this event of today. So the time is very precious. I know there are many saints who had experienced the rich supply of this week's morning revival and hope to fellowship. So I would like to refrain you and encourage you to fellowship of your enjoyment on morning revival along with these two key burdens of this year's common pursuit. So with this, I would like to kick off the first burden of our church pursue in the years of 2023, which is the pursuit of life study. So, what is life study? I would like to give a very clear and a very brief introduction of it. Life study is a collection of the Bible study. There are a total of 1,984 book messages. Starting from 1971, Brother Lee began to release the life study of Ezekiel. But it did not officially start until the early part of 1974, when Brother Lee began to release the life study of Genesis, one message per week, for the rest of 120 weeks. In the same year of 1974, Brother Lee began to release the life study of Romans in the winter. So by 1984, the entire books of New Testament's life study were completed. As it proceeded, by the mid of 1995, the entire book of Old Testament life study were complete by the conclusions of the life study of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs. As it said at the beginnings of 1974, there are three purposes of these life studies. The first one is it will expound the Bible books chapter by chapter and verse by verse. And the second part of this life study is to release the truths of the Bible and this divine revelation to the children of the gods in this age. Amen. And more importantly, brother and sister, more importantly, in the past thousands of years, there are hundreds, if not thousands of scholars try to expound and deliver the studies of the Bible. Yet, none of them, or say very few limited numbers of them, explain or deliver the divine truth that is associated with the life. They will deliver it in many cases objectively. Yet, very few deliver this truth in a subjective way. So, brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you to enter into the rich supply of life study. However, among many of the seekers of the truth, there are a few questions I want to answer beforehand. First, the question is, Brother Sin, when you present us the life study, are you trying to replace the importance of Bible? The answer is no. We are not here trying to replace our source of truth, which is Bible. Here, we are delivering this life study and trying to help our saints to enter into the rich supply of Bible. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 30 to 31, the Ethiopian man is also Enosh. He was reading the prophet of Isaiah. And when Philip ran up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you really know the things you are reading?" And this Ethiopian man said, he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he entreated Philip to come up and sit with him. So brothers and sisters, the life study is helping us, is assisting us enter into this rich supply of life study. The second question many seekers will ask, "Brother Sin, there are 1,984 messages. They are so boring. And by the way, they are not 100%, they are not related to me." Brothers and sisters, I don't want to repeat my spiritual experience that I fellowship with you last month during the corporate meeting. But I want to read to you a short message of the life study of Chronicle, message 2. These words will jump out and encourage you. Let me read it to you. "In our daily living, we may be God at one time, a scorpion at another time, and Satan at yet another time, because this is our actual situation. We surely need to be transformed. Do you know what our God is doing today? God is doing the work of transformation in us with patience, revolutionized by realizing who we are. Since the ministry began in the United States in 1962, this is Brother Lee, have actually ministered only one thing: God becoming a man, that man may become God in life and nature. However, it was not yet until February 1994 that I received such a clear vision with a heavy burden to tell God's people that we are God in life and nature, but not in Godhood, in Godhead. To know who we are and to realize who we are revolutionizes us. Suppose a certain brother who has been living like a scorpion realized that, as a child of God, he is God in life and nature immediately. This brother will be radically changed. The atmosphere and everything related to him will also be changed. If all of today's Christians realize that they were God in life and in nature, the whole world would be different." Brothers and sisters, these words are written in life study. But when I read this, these words are jumping out from the paper and speak into me. Amen. Isn't that encouraging? Isn't that life-giving? Isn't it that relevant, applicable to our situation? Brothers and sisters, my testimony of pursuing the life studies is yes, they are encouraging. They are life-giving, and they are nutritious, and they are good. They are helping us into this rich supply of Bible. Brothers and sisters, the other questions saints may have is, "It is so long, I don't know how, and I don't know what the method I can use to pursue the life study." And I would like to leave it to other brothers and sisters to fellowship how and what we can do to pursue the life study.
Amen. Yeah, I just want to share something. Yeah, it's easy to condemn the apostasies from outwardly. But do you know, apostasy begins here, as Jeremiah 2:13 says. When we forsake God as a living, as a fountain of living water, apostasy comes in. So we may still study the Bible or, you know, sharing in the meeting, but we may do it under the cloak of our own ambitions or our selfishness. So this is, you know, very important message. So it reminds us in the Old Testament, when the priest went into the tabernacle to serve God in his presence, the priest had to wear, you know, on the garments, right, at the bottom, to wear the pomegranates and the bells. Pomegranates is for life supply, and the bells is a sound to alarm. So that means we need to have a life supply. And also, we get the life supply from the word or from the meetings, but we also need the warnings from the God's word. Praise the Lord. So from all this, we know, you know, regardless where we are, we can return to the Lord. He will give us provisions, and he will give us the revelation of the truth. During the apostasy's times, right, apostles deal with apostasies with the supply of life and the revelation of the truth. So the only way we can be saved from the apostasies is we come to the word of God and enjoy the revelation of the truth. So may God, you know, shine his light upon us to reveal within us what we are, what kind of apostasies we may have, and what kind of high priests we have in our being. For example, right, we may have a high priests in our education, in our children, or even in some of our work. All these could be high priests. So we need to have this, you know, God's mercy on us. So we need to be saved. But the only way to be safe is come to the word, to have the life supply, the provision of life, and the revelation of the truth. Praise the Lord. May we be delivered from all kinds of apostasy from our daily living, for our being. So this week, last week, I also enjoyed the life study much. He says, you know, it's not enough, it's not adequate for us to have a proper ground and to be perfectly fundamental. Do you know what God wants? God wants all his believers would gradually be transformed into God-man. So what we are, what we live, how we behave, mean a lot. From the book, we know, right? God dealt with all the good kings of Judah according to the law of Moses, in detail. So anyone who was wrong with the law, even a little, could mean a great part of enjoyment, could lose a great part of enjoyment of the good land. So this typifies and signifies that today we must conduct ourselves according to the spiritual law. And this spiritual law is just the Spirit himself, the compound is the Spirit. So, dear saints, we need to be careful in every detail. For instance, when we talk to our spouse, we have to talk according to the Spirit. Amen. We need to walk in all things according to the Spirit. So this is the warning. So we need to be warned and be on the alert that whatever we say, whatever we do, whatever we express, our attitude, our spirit, our intention must be purified by the life-giving, compounded, all-inclusive Spirit. Otherwise, we will lose much in the enjoyment of Christ, today's good land. So from the book, right, we know all those kings, they are kings, they can enjoy the good land. But the extent of the enjoyment depend on what they are, they were, or on how they behave themselves, and on what their goals, interest, and intentions were. So we need to learn from these examples how to have a God-man living in our detail, in all details of our daily life. From the king, you know, good king Asa, right? We know, because he offended God, he might be that offense that caused, you know, he's have a severe disease in his feet, and that caused his death. So all these we know from the cases recorded in the books of history. We see that God is not only loving, but also fearful. Therefore, Paul, you know, in Philippians 2:12 says, we must learn to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So may this year the Lord really bless us and save us by giving us an appetite to enter into the truth, to enjoy the provision of life, so we can be delivered from all kinds of apostasy and high places. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think that I myself, I have very much burden on the life study. And I hope that you all check today's church newsletter, because there was one message, short announcement, written by Kyle. You know, he had not written any letters to me. I don't know since when. So he spent the whole afternoon to talk about, to make the announcement about this message. I really hope that you read the newsletter in Chinese or English. So I first heard about the life study of 500 messages in December. And it's very interesting that actually I myself, last year, I had to say that there were a lot of distractions, you know, at work, at church life, whatever, in my personal life. In December, I really want to, you know, I tell the Lord, I really want to have a change. I just cannot stay on that situation. So, and interestingly, you know, I did not tell anybody, but Kyle started invite me to, you know, like have family time with our children on WhatsApp. And most of you know that I'm a technology dinosaur. I really, you know, like, you can text me, okay, you can email me, but I rarely use those social media. But then I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, I would join. And surprisingly, all our children, you know, they agree, and we started reading the Bible. But then regarding the life study, I actually had a little concern. Why? Because, you know, when these like 500 messages, invitation came out, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, don't you think that I have read 500 messages already? Probably more than that. What is your burden? So I actually did not pay much attention. So then actually last week or the week after, I asked Kyle, I said, oh, I heard that there is this app that is coming out. Where is it? When are we going to start? And he said, we started already. I said, what do you mean? And then he said that we actually started First and Second Chronicles already. And I said, oh, which chapter are we on? And he said, oh, actually, you know, like 6 weeks, so at least 6 messages. And I was like, oh, I missed 6 messages already. And then this morning, actually yesterday, we also had some fellowship, and I told Kyle, I said, what are brother's burden? So how many people do you think would follow this? And he said that at least 40. I said, are you kidding me? 40? 40, that is one-third of the church members. How do you think that's really possible? And he actually gave me a good rationale. He said, I think at least 20 people are in our regular pursuit already. So if we don't increase this number a little bit, then what are we doing here? And then I really appreciate Brother Yan Song mentioned about the message on the life study of Chronicles, chapter 8. If you go to that message, it is a very sweet, very short message. And I was very surprised that when I read that, because I believe that message was given, or that book of messages were given, actually just a few years before Brother Lee passed away. And he had very, very big burden about our practice and about our life. So basically, in that message, in the beginning, he had an opening prayer. And I was very touched by that short prayer.
Yes.
He basically said that this is the most blessed day, the day that we will bring the Lord back.
Amen.
The Lord that, the day that we can experience him. And at the end, he said that, Lord, thank you for your open word. We not only have the open word, we mm-hmm. also have the interpreted word. We not only have the printed word, we also have the open word mm-hmm. and the interpreted word.
Amen.
Lord, help us open ourselves Amen. To get into the word.
Amen.
And then at the end, he said, Lord, I'm weak. Mm-hmm. We are weak, but we have you.
Right.
We can move on. So I really hope that, you know, 25 years he mentioned about this, today we also answer this calling.
Amen.
And then actually after that, he mentioned about the kings of Judah. So basically he said that actually that is very consistent with this week's message. He said that there are two things the kings of Judah did right. One is the first one is to keep in the proper ground. And the second one is that they keep the fundamental faith. But just as Brother Yan Song said, that is not enough. He said that many of us, we probably are in the church meetings, we probably are in the service. However, our living actually is a mess.
Right.
So after I read that, you know, I told myself, I told the Lord, and I said, Lord, are you talking to me?
Oh, Lord.
And then I turned to Kyle, I said, do you think that after 25 years of church life, I changed it a little bit, you know, at the dining table, you know, at in the family life? Do you agree with that? But actually, you know, probably he dare not to say no, you know. But I know that actually a little bit, gradually, day by day, moment by moment. And then I think that, you know, his burden that we need to be transformed, that we need to really have this God-man living. I think that really, you know, answer to Brother Sen's sharing before. Not only the life study have objective truth, it also has the subjective ways of experiencing the Lord.
Amen.
I really hope that, you know, after today, read a newsletter, and then we can start tomorrow.
Amen.
And by the way, message 9, it talks about 5 kings of Judah.
Yes.
So we really want to see their examples, not just in the Old Testament time, but also our present time.
Yes.
We do have another burden to share. So I hope more saints will share about the enjoyment of life study. But I think we really don't have time. So on one hand, I'm really thanks for, you know, brothers' release burden and Ping also share much what's in my heart. Although I really feel not comfortable, he keep on mentioning my name because this is really not my burden. If you read the newsletter, you will see this burden is the Lord's burden.
Right.
And this burden is in the body.
Amen.
And so, really, I don't need to repeat. Yeah, just as our sister shared, go read it. And I can testify if we properly read the life study, our life will be changed.
Amen.
We are not only this life study pursuing, on one hand, will constitute us with the truth.
Amen.
But on the other hand, we will be able to live a proper garment life
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
And that will help us to ushering the Lord's return.
Amen.
That's most important. But we really want to encourage saints to enter into this practice, this pursuing. And the best way to enter is we enter it with companions.
Yes.
So if you already have companions and you already enter into it, keep going. But you haven't, and you really want to have pursue together with all the saints, you can utilize any your current companionship, any pursuing group, just use them as a way to encourage one another,
Amen.
Right? Make one another accountable. And but we also have a suggestion. If you really don't have any companions and you don't think that you can pursue by yourself, we want to create some these WhatsApp groups. So you can join, and in that group, we will remind one another. And even we can give testimony there and share our enjoyment.
Amen.
So it will be very easy. We have a Google phone, and one way you can just scan this QR code. And there's just a few questions, maybe just five questions. Your name, your email address, your phone number, and when we receive it, and we will collect and try to help you be joined together. So so that's what I, and very important, consecrate ourselves to this practice.
Amen.
And we can be very persistent. We can enter into this practice corporately.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
So I will pass some of this sheet, and you can, if you feel you can join, you can just start to register. And I'll give this time to Brother Schubert.
The brothers asked if I could just summarize a little bit about the past week's gospel trip, which I will do. But I feel it really has a lot to do with the burden that we just heard and hopefully are receiving.
Amen.
You know, the gospel is something that touches God's desire for all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And so, you know, when we were out there this past week, we visited so many campuses, Rutgers, Princeton, Montclair, NJIT. And I would testify that there are so many young people, young ones out there that are open, that are hungry, that are seeking the truth. Just one quick experience. I was at Montclair and just talking to somebody and just sharing about the mystery of human life. Something that we, I think, take us for granted almost. But when we started to fellowship about the parts of man, he looked at me and he said, I didn't know. There was a difference between soul and spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have this truth. We know the difference between soul and spirit.
Amen.
That the word divides soul and spirit.
Yes.
Oh, brothers and sisters, I feel like we're just like, sometimes I feel I'm so ashamed. I'm like a spoiled child living in the riches of the Father's house. And I haven't even begun, right? To enter into all the riches. And then when you go and you talk to people and you meet people who are in need, what can we offer them? Oh, so saints, I really hope that this morning we really see that this burden of getting into the truth not only for ourselves, not only for our personal experience, but actually we need to realize this is for people, for the ones around us, for this world, right? Who have a need, right, of these things. You know, I think the excellent example is really Joseph, right? He is in charge of the storehouse of the riches of this land. And we need to see this land is in famine, right? And so we really need, we are commissioned, right, to give these truths to others, right? So anyway, that's just a little bit of burden. We have some pictures, but I think maybe we'll just show the pictures on the newsletter, if that's okay. Our time is really limited. And then I'd just like to finish with this other point. I really felt like this week with the trainees, you know, Brother Ricky, in the very beginning, last Saturday, he shared a little word of burden to the trainees and to all the saints. And his feeling was that besides just the gospel element, actually the blending among all the saints, this is something that I think we, for some of us who had any sort of interaction with these dear trainees, we can testify, right? I was touched this past Tuesday at the prayer meeting. Oh, brothers and sisters, that was such a glorious prayer meeting.
Amen.
I hope all the saints, we represent ourselves, especially to the prayer meeting of the church. And I was so touched. I felt like the saints who prayed, there was one prayer that touched me especially. I forgot who it was, but the prayer was the trainees who came, who brought the fellowship of the body to us all. And I felt that this was really a reality, right? There was a fellowship that came to us. Amen. Through these dear six saints.
Amen.
And became a blessing to us.
Amen.
And I think, you know, we are all witnesses to this, right? Just through this short time together, we really experienced the mutual encouragement and the mutual building up. So anyways, that's just a short report. I think in the newsletter there was something else. But anyways, we'll just really continue to pray for the trainees in their second week in New York City, and all that the Lord will do all over this country and then all over the world. Amen.
Amen.
My brother-in-law, I call it the brother and sister burden about pursuing this world. First, I'd like to ask you over the question. So, what is the God move today by? God moved today. What by? I preach gospel? Yeah, maybe, yeah, sure. But actually, you know, the answer is the God moved today is by his word, by the truth. Of course, you preach gospel if we don't have God's word. How you preach gospel? What would I preach? So, as you may be all familiar with that, in the book of the Gospel of John, the 663, Lord Jesus said to his disciples, said, tell them the word, you know, which I spoke to you are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
So we preach the gospel, you know, of course, that's with God's word. not our taunting. So today, with the Jews, with the world, of course, in the Bible, right? But the world, the Jews, so we can find in the last studies, as brother shared, that the last study is not the place, not the substitute for God's word, but his proper interpretation of God's word.
Amen.
Right. So I don't know, for many of us that have read, if you don't have this, not study help, if you read the Bible, you maybe you don't get what God wants to talk to us. Even we don't know what is intrinsic significance. I personally will preach much, very much preach, appreciate the ministry. He just opened the book of the Bible. It's 2 Timothy, I think it's 2:5, or they say it's 2:15. This ministry, just like Timothy, Paul told Timothy, cutting straight the word of the truth. So that's why we have to pursue. And not just that alone, I think it's for this year, start this year, in a small group one, P1, we just started, in many years we just did, read the Bible daily portion. But this year we started for the also added, the love studies. I think in some of the brothers, sisters, they feel very, appreciate. They just got very encouraging. So even one brother moved away from here, he now also is reading the Bible love studies. So we also got beneficial for their ministry, We can gain life. So as I say, for this week, the more revival, how do we can prevent from the opacity or hard places? We need God into the world.
Right.
Need to cleansing us about washing of the water in the world. That's Ephesians 5:26. So we all need that. So may know just encourage each of us, spend some time, just entering the world, also, just entering the love studies.
Amen. Amen.
It's a big help. I pray. I'm sure you have so many brothers that have got, from that, beneficial.
Amen.
So may Lord just encourage us, each of us.
Amen.
Just let the world that running, okay?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
I want to share something. I want to share about the privilege that we have that we are here in this ministry. We can see all these high truth revelations, and we can be in oneness in this, right? Now, do they keep the oneness of the ground oneness and the others that the brother were talking about, all these churches that you've seen? Do they keep that? Well, actually, some will do, probably do, right? But in reality, I've been in all those Protestant denominations for many years. Now, the problem here is the system. There is a system of error. What it called in the Bible, what it says, the Lord in Revelations 2. Let me see. In Revelation 2:6, right? When he's talking, the angel, the messenger, is talking to the church in Ephesus. But he said, but this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. which I also hate. Now, what is that? My brother asked me, what is a Nicolaitan? He didn't know about it when we were fellowshipping. And Nicolaitan is actually says here, the Nicolaitan is the subjugation of the assembly of or the laity by a hierarchical order who lorded over the assembly, as if they were their own possession. Yeah, so I want to really talk about this because the Nicolaitan comes from two words, two compound words, Nico and laity, right? Higher and lower. So this is the system. Now, there is this hierarchy that already the brothers talk about. But do they actually, that the brothers have to do the same, the Christians that are in this all these churches, are they actually know about this? Do they realize? Maybe they do, but happens that they don't really want to say anything about it, right? Are they our brothers? Yes. Do we have to pray for them? Yes. Do we have to share with them? Yes. I was in Alaska, I was sharing with these brothers, the church in Alaska, and Anchorage, and I was talking to a brother, Ron, and he said to me, because I saw many churches, many localities, like you see, and he said to me, I said, brother, why don't they meet with us? I mean, here. He said, brother, the vision is not to bring them everybody here at this meeting hall. The ground one is spiritual, he said. We fellowship with them many times. They come to my house, they come sometimes, and we fellowship all this truth. But our mission is not to get them where they are. There are so many. We can't bring them here, all of them, trying to get them out of where they are. We need to fellowship the truth. We need to show them the love of the Lord. We need to pray for them. So this is really the ground one. It's a spiritual. It's not we want everybody to get out of all the churches around here. Come here. No, it's not that. So what we need to pray because they are under our own system. We are so privileged. We are under a good ground. You know, the seed that falls into different grounds. We're in a good ground. That's why we're growing in oneness of the Spirit. You know? So this is what I just wanted to share, that we need to pray for them. Many of them actually probably have a more holy life than many of us. They walk more in the Spirit than me. You know, I've met many brothers. I've been in many. Now, do the Lord's working in these denominations, Protestant church? I seen His hand on this. I seen His healing. I seen His saving people. I seen it. I seen it, and I was like astonished. That's why I came to the Lord in the denomination. I received the Lord. I seen that the Lord is working. The Lord even used the devil, used anybody to accomplish His desire of His heart. So what we need to pray for them. We need to share with them the truth. We need to fellowship with them. We need to pray for them, not to get out of where they are, but that they can come into the oneness of the Spirit like we are. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Also, I call the brother's burden on life study. I think it's really life study is a treasure in the ministry to help us to open the truth in the Bible. Amen. And as Christian, we want to come to the full knowledge of the truth and life study, and it's a help us open the Bible, and also it minister life to us. So to recover truth and to recover life. Amen. And also I was really impressed by life study. Always the ministry has a glass, put on the glass of God's economy. Amen. It's not just for our personal enjoyment or just to enjoy something. It always brings us back to God's economy,
Amen.
To God's move today. God needs to gain a group of people.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed, I read the First and Second Chronicles. I think without the help with the ministry, the life study, probably you will get lost when you're reading the first few chapters of the genealogy. What's it about? Right? Why it's there? But through the life study, through the ministry, the open to us was God's heart desire, right? From what God wants to do today, even. Right? I think that our brother and sister already shared. It's even related to our daily living today. And I think that I want to make quick. Is I think all other brothers and sisters share the burden. I think I ask myself, we need to respond to this burden.
Amen.
To have a desire, right? To have a to pursue.
Amen.
I think the life study has 1,984 messages. I calculate if we read the full message a week, it will take almost 10 years to finish. If we only read the two messages a day, per week, it will take 20 years to finish. How many 10 years we still have, or 20 years? My point is, our brothers show us this burden. I think we should consider, we should start. Not say, oh, maybe let's find another time or find a better time. I think my response should be, I need to start today, this week, to get into the truth, to be constituted by the truth. These words, I'm surely if we really be diligent, be serious, be open to these words, it will benefit us, benefit our church life, because these words will minister life. These words will bring light to shine upon us, right? To keep us, so we are not diverted. We are not delivered outside of God's heart desire. We need these words. And I really praise, I also encourage all the brothers and sisters, let's pursue together.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to echo Brother Shepherd's burden. Today we have two burdens to reach for today. One is pursuing the truth. The other is on the gospel. So one is that we need to let the truth come into us.
Yes.
And then the other is we need to let the truth go out. If we don't have the truth into us, the truth cannot be introduced to others. But the more truth that we receive, the more we appreciate and our eyes are enlightened, the more burden we are for others.
Right. Amen.
So if we don't read, then we have less heart. Actually, how good this ministry is. The more we are in this ministry, the more we realize we are in the Joseph's rich storehouse. And the more burden we are to pass out this burden to all these hungry people. And this past week, I just briefly mentioned what happened. On Lord's Day, we have about 30, the past Lord's Day, we had about 30 saints participate on three teams. One team is going to Asian food market, have a Bible America table, and there we had one male, Ken. He lives in Society Hill, and he wants to join. He's looking for a Bible study group. And that's where we can actually realize, actually, there are people really seeking the truth. And then there's another group that went to Marvin's apartment, Sister Vera and Brother Dad's neighbors, to knock on door. And then on that day, there one team reached one of their neighbor. We pray for them. Their name is Yvonne and
Laura.
Yeah, we pray for them, and they were able to invite them to come to their house for dinner on Monday night, and they are very, very open to receive the Bible for the follow-up. And on Monday, we were on campus to pass out tracts, pass out flyers, and a lot of students, our own students also came. They were like frightening in the beginning. They didn't know what to do, but then, you know, the trainees were encouraged them, and I think many sisters, they had a breakthrough to reach people. So basically, also Tuesday, we went to Princeton, and I thought Princeton is very hard for the gospel, but actually in Princeton, that's the day we had a big snow, and we had the table set up outside, and people pouring in. We were able to pass out more than about 40 people, 40 Bibles, and so we realize actually. The training came here and came to all the place. They are like the spies going to the good land and sending us a good report. And on the Wednesday, we were able to pass out another 40 Bibles in Rutgers. That's something that I couldn't imagine. But brothers and sisters, that means the veil is white, and it's really up to us. Are we there? Are we here for God's interest in this city, on this campus? And if we are, we can start by praying, and we can start by going. And my really prayer is that this time, this week, will not stop by this week. This can be a good start of our new chapter, that we have a habit of reading the truth and also be the ambassador of Christ to passing out the truth, to introduce the truth to one another. And also, please pray for all these Bible recipients. Pray for more contact. Pray that they will really open to us, and pray that we will have enough shepherd to shepherd them.
Amen.
So the two burdens of the church are to enter into the life studies, be constituted with the truth, and the gospel. That's what I heard.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So I was waiting. I said, Venus, what's the second burden? So the two burdens are to enter into the life studies.
Yes.
To be constituted with the truth,
yes,
and the gospel.
Yes.
So like, so what I would like to fellowship in a simple way is how, so for both of these purposes, well, to fellowship with one another and to preach the gospel, we need something to say. We need something to say. So that's why we want to enter into the life studies, so that we have something within us to say. So my, so what I'd like to share in a brief way is, how, so truth is the, is certainly truth is reality. And reality is the triune God. The Father is the truth. Christ is the truth. And the Spirit is the spirit of reality. The Spirit, the reality. So how, it's also the shining, truth is the shining of the light. The shining of the light. So, so we need to have the light shining in our being. That's how we come to have something to say. By the light, by the word getting into us and becoming the light shining in our being. Then there's something living to say. Not just knowledge, but something living. So the knowledge of the Bible is the, are the facts. We need those facts. We need the knowledge. What we need is more of the light. So that's one of the Psalms. And the Psalms are broken up into five books. At the beginning of the third book, our books are Psalms of recovery. Recovery means there's degradation, and then there's recovery. So in, I forgot the number, but it says, basically, we get recovered by exalting Christ. That's what we're talking about this morning, exalting Christ. And then what, it talks about, call it, he will shine on us. He will shine on us. And it talks about calling on the Lord. So in a very brief way, the simplest way to, the simplest way, so through the day we should be those calling on the Lord. Calling on the Lord. Why? Why do we do something so simple? It's because then we can be preserved in our relationship with the Lord, to be one with Him.
Amen.
Very simple. But we need to go, we need to add something. So we should have a time to study the Word. And yes, also to, we should be those pray reading the Word.
Yes.
Pray reading is not a form, it's just I need to be in my calling on His, in my calling on His name through the day, I should be speaking to the Lord. I should be facing the Lord and speaking to the Lord. Well, what's the best thing to speak? His Word.
Amen.
I should be speaking His Word to the Lord.
Right.
And that way, He can, it can open up. And in my study time, I pray, I study and I pray, and then it opens up more. And then what happens is, because I'm close to the Lord, then in the day, sometimes He can say, oh, Brother Tom, What are you doing? Oh, in other words, I want you to stop. Stop, Brother Tom. Stop. So right there, I have a choice. I have a choice. If I choose to stop, that's the light shining in my being. That little touch, that little consciousness in my being is the light shining in my being. Because he's touching something, he's exposing it, and he's eradicating it by shining in my being. So I can cooperate, or I can, you know, anyway, it's still shining, that's the shining. So by my calling on the Lord, and by speaking and praying his word in a simple way, even just a small fragment, that gives the Lord the way to shine. He can shine in my being. And then I get changed, and I actually have something. I have something living and of truth.
Amen.
To speak to you and to speak to everyone.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God, thank you for your word.
Amen.
God, and thank you for this ministry.
Amen.
God, open your word to us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be constituted with the truth.
Amen.
And we want to be become the channel to preach the truth.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
God, thank you for your leading.
Amen.
In your recovery.
Amen.
In your body.
Amen.
We want to come before you.
Yes.
Consider our living.
Amen.
Consider our constitution.
Amen.
Grant us the general burden.
Yes.
To be constituted.
Amen.
With the truth.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Give this burden of pursuing life study to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Gain us.
Amen.
Thank us.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
You brought each of us.
Amen.
And cooperate with you.
Right.
Open our desire.
Right.
Spiritual appetite.
Yeah.
To see your word.
Right.
Oh, constitute with the truth.
Amen.
So we can also can preach gospel.
Right.
According to your word.
Oh.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Gain us.
Right.
Praise you.
Yes.
Amen.
To gain Amen. Us individually. Amen. Gain us corporately. Amen. Thank you for calling us. Amen. Oh, for setting us. Amen. We should go and bear fruit. Yes. Oh, make us the faithful and prudent ones. Yes. Oh, to give people food. Amen. At the proper time. Amen. So fill us with the riches. Amen. The riches of the recovery. Amen. Oh, Lord, we don't want to be famished believers. Amen. Oh, fill us the riches for others. Amen.
All right, Lord, fill us with the riches.
Amen.
Fill us with the life.
Yes.
Oh, we want to experience more of life.
Yes.
Amen. Flow out all this life.
Amen.
Thank you for this word.
Amen.
Pray for the coming week.
Amen.
We really get into this burden.
Amen.
Oh, we'll pick up your burden.
Yes.
Be more constituted.
Amen.
Oh, to grow and flow out the life.
Amen.
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 Lord, you gain us individually.
Amen.
Gain us corporately.
Amen.
Lord, to continue to burden us.
Amen.
Lord, that we may just be equipped with their speaking.
Amen.
Lord, that we just be maybe filled with their riches.
Amen.
Lord, so that we may just dispense you.
Amen.
To those that are seeking you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Grant us sufficient grace.
Amen.
We can enter the world.
Yes.
All the life studies.
Amen.
And into your messages.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Give us enough time
to
truly enter your word.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, we don't want to squander our life.
Amen.
We want to redeem our time.
Amen.
Jesus, grant us a sense of urgency.
Amen.
Only your word can enlighten us.
Amen.
We want to grow together.
Amen.
Grow in a companionship.
Amen.
Praise you for the burden of gospel.
Amen.
As the true burden of gospel.
Amen.
May your kingdom come.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am